The governor needs to pass the education investment tax credit now. When? Now. Let's hear it again. Now. Tomorrow? No. Now.
Buffalo Bishop Richard Malone was a key speaker at the rally, urging Governor Cuomo to approve the education investment tax credit. Malone says back in March, Cuomo promised Catholic leaders statewide it would be in the budget, but lawmakers failed to approve it.
It seems as if the governor is kicking Catholic school children to the curb. He's treating families in Catholic schools and families who want to be in Catholic schools as second-class citizens.
Governor Cuomo, keep your word.
Students from St. Andrew's Country Day School in Kenmore, Our Lady of Black Rock, and Catholic Academy West, both of Buffalo, joined in the rally, demanding Cuomo approve the tax credits before the state legislative session ends in June. Those credits would provide needed funding for private and Catholic schools, specifically for scholarships. The diocese offers Bison scholarships to nearly 1,000 students in need who cannot afford full tuition. Sister Gail Glenn is principal of Catholic Academy. She says there's a waiting list for families who need help from the Bison Fund.
Religious and independent schools who have been on the short end of the stick in the state of New York for too long. We need to get together and demand that our governor and our legislators listen to us.
They can get this done for our communities, can they?
Yeah!
So let them know. Get this done.
Catholic Academy parent Francisco Guzman receives help from the Bison Fund to educate his children.
We must let our lawmakers know. We must let them hear from us. Tuition families, people of faith, and those who struggle deserve and need all the support we can get.
Students from St. Andrews had direct messages for the governor.
You should really giving more to Catholic schools instead of more to the public schools.
Keep our Catholic schools open.
I would say trust in Catholic schools.
What's your message to the governor today?
That he should give more money to the Catholic schools and split the money between the Catholic schools and the public schools.
What is your message to the governor today?
That the governor should be helping Catholic schools, too, not just public schools.
The diocese plans to close 10 more schools in the region next month. Secretary of Catholic Education Carol Kostyniak says without the tax credits, they fear more schools could close in the future.
Right now, we're done with closing schools. But yes, as we look at this very carefully, we do need some financial assistance to help families afford our tuition.
If approved, the tax credits would provide about $150 million a year in assistance to Catholic and private schools, and another $150 million would go to public schools. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.